international success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And, of course, I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am so excited that you have joined me today. And, of course, I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I want to welcome all of my listeners from all over the world, 121 countries, and you know, as I say every Sunday, if you're listening to this show today, it is no accident. The Spirit of God has attracted you so that you can receive just the word, just the idea, the revelation, or the principle that you've been thinking about, possibly searching for, or praying about. And I know that this show will shift, change, and transform your life. Well, once again, welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Have you had an awesome, fantastic week? And are you having a great day as you're listening to this podcast? Well, I'm doing extremely well. It is September the 1st. Can you believe it? The ninth month of 2012. Here in the U.S., it is a holiday. It is Labor Day weekend, and it is our last holiday before Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's sort of when we begin slowly entering into and creeping into the fall. So I'm still in awe that it is the ninth month. Where has this year gone? And so time has gone by so quickly, and time is so valuable. And so this is a great time to take inventory of your life. And, of course, I'm going to be teaching on that and talking about that later. And so today I'm going to be teaching on 6 master keys to success, so I want you to stay tuned. But before I get started, I have some great news, some exciting news. The Law of Attraction radio network now has its own app. Isn't that exciting? So if you have an Android phone, you can go to the good store, purchase the app, put it on your phone, and listen to us at any time. Isn't that cool? And also, I want you to, after you purchase the app, make sure that you write a wonderful review on how much you love the app and the network. So if you're like me and you have an iPhone and you feel left out, guess what? No worries, because in a couple of weeks you will also be able to purchase the app to use for iPhone, your iPad, iTunes, and other Apple products. And we're just so excited here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network about this great expansion for the network. So once you purchase it, send me an email and let me know how it's working for you, okay? And let me know how much you love it. That's Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Isn't that exciting? Wow, I tell you, great things are happening. Let's see what else. I have some great guests coming up. Wow, I have Mr. Derek Mills all the way from the UK, and he's going to be talking about his success principles. And then I'm having back Mr. Trevor Blake, and Trevor will be sharing about his New York Times best-selling book, 3 Simple Steps, and he's going to be sharing how he went from $5,000 to $100 million. Then he sold his company, and then he, in 5 more years, he recreated another $100 million. I said, Trevor, how did you do that? So he's going to be sharing with us in a couple of weeks, so I'm really, really excited about all of the upcoming shows that I have for you. And lastly, last but not least, I want to remind you about my wonderful products, of course, my coaching. I'm not going to reiterate on that. You already know what the deal is with that. My book, Secrets of Success. If you're not ready for coaching, I'm going to strongly encourage that you get the book. As soon as you pay for it, you can download it and begin work. My wonderful affirmations. I have a wealth affirmation, a love affirmation, success affirmation, and many more. And I always say you are the greatest person that you can invest in. So once again, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And after these quick commercials, I will be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, I am back, and I am going to be talking about six master keys to success. And you know, people ask me, why don't you teach every week? Because I believe I could teach every week. I'm accustomed to doing that. All of you know that I traveled for many years and I taught every single day. But I want to give you something fresh. I want to give you something that I really feel that the Spirit has given me, has worked in me, is working in me, has put a new sort of fresh flavor on. And so that's why usually I teach about every 3 weeks. It is the ninth month of September, and possibly some of you might be feeling a little frustrated because you know there is more in life, that I was created to have more, to be more, to be a greater self-expression in the earth of God more. And so I'm going to be giving you six steps, six principles, six keys. You know, a key is something you put in the door and it opens the door for you. You know, I believe that this is the year when God is going to open many doors for you. And so I want you to listen to these six keys, and I want you to see how they relate to your life. You know, one of the first things that you have to do, and that I do in my own life, is really be honest about where I am in my life and what I'm doing or being or not doing or being, and really shifting and changing those things. Because you've heard me say before, if what you have been doing is not working, change it. And so I want you to think about your life tonight. Are you ready? Here we go. Six master keys to success. And it was so difficult for me to decide, Holy Spirit, which keys should I use? And so I'm going to start with the first one. Number one, turning your intentions, your goals, or your life over to God and His miraculous ways of making things happen. Wow, I love that. Turn your intentions, your goals, your life over to God or Spirit and His miraculous ways of making things happen. And you know, I chose that one because I see so many people trying to do things without Spirit. And ask me how I know. That just does not work. It's a lot of struggle involved. And you know, we are so accustomed to being in control of our lives. And when things are not working, we tend to just hold on to our dreams and try to make them work and keep struggling and do not submit them to God. I believe that if you're struggling in any area, that is something that you don't know. It's some form of knowledge that you don't have that you need. So Proverbs 6:13, I love this, and I think this is the Amplified version. It says, roll your works or your goals or your intentions upon the Lord. Commit them wholly to Him, and He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established. Now, that's pretty profound. Roll means that you toss, that you give your intentions, your works to God or Spirit. You say, Spirit, this is my intention for 2013. This is what I want to accomplish. Here it is. You know all things. I submit them to you. And as you do that, the verse says that when you submit them to God, what will happen will be He will begin to what? Cause your thoughts, and you know thoughts become things, to become agreeable to His will, and we know His will is what? Nothing but goodness for your life. And then your plans will be established. That means you will know what to do. So, you know, the first master key is turning your intent over to God. How many of you have not done that? And if you have not, possibly that's why you're struggling. So you commit your works unto the Lord, and then your thoughts, your thinking, and what you should be doing will be established. And so many of you are so in control of all areas of your life that you worry. You have a backup plan for the backup plan for the backup plan. And you've been struggling trying to make it work. Why not release that to Spirit? And you know, when you release your plans to God, there are a million ways that God can manifest your heart's desires. Think about that. There are a million ways. And you know, when you try to make things happen, you can. When you try to make things happen, you can just see things maybe one way. But when you release it to God, you can enjoy the miracles, the miraculous ways that God can bring it into your life. And I think that goes back to trusting one again, trusting the Spirit, not being in control, releasing it, knowing that God has your back, knowing that God is the one who even put these in the intentions, the goals, and your life. He's the one who put all of those good desires on the inside of you. But you have to know that, because if you don't, what, you're going to operate in fear. You have to know that when you roll or turn your intentions or your goals over to God, that really God is going to give you something exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ask or think. Now think about what is the most spectacular, outrageous, extravagant thing that you can think about in your life right now. Guess what? And God says more, higher, more abundantly. And so all you have to do is decide on your dreams. Here we go again. Get clear about what you want. And your job is to define exactly what you desire. And I say, when you write out the why of what you desire, it will really help you. So get the clarity. You know, the sooner or the more detailed your clarity is, the faster those things will manifest in your life. And so then you roll it over. Say, God, here it is. Help me. Show me. And then once you do that, what does it say? It says that your thoughts will become agreeable to God. Can you imagine your thoughts becoming agreeable to the God of the universe, who created 400 billion stars in our galaxy? Can you imagine the God of the universe who established this entire universe? So what? Think about number one, the number one master key. Every successful person, Napoleon Hill, every successful person Neville Goddard, every successful person, Jack Canfield, every successful person, Dr. Michael Beckwith, they turned their lives, their intentions over to spirit. So that's the first master key. So how do you do that? I mean, you don't have to get on your knees. You can just write it out and say, okay, God, okay, spirit, here it is. These are the desires that I have. I feel that you put them on the inside of me. I trust you. Open my eyes. Help me to see. Help me to know what to do. And give me direction. So that's how you do that. I just talked to Trevor Blake again Skype this week, and I said, Trevor, how in the world did you make $100 million, and then 5 years later you made another $100 million? He said, Constance, it was simple. And remember, he had no money. He lived in the UK in just dire poverty. He said, Constance, the only thing that I did every day was I would sit for 20 minutes and think. I said, during those 20 minutes, I wasn't meditating, I wasn't praying. He said, I just sat there and I started thinking, and then ideas would come to me, and he's been doing it for 25 years. And so that's his spiritual practice of, I guess, rolling his life or rolling his intentions over on the spirit, and then what? He's able to move forward. How many of you are going to do that? Let me see your hands all the way in South Africa. I see those. What about in Australia? How many of you are going to do that? And in the U.S. and Canada? All right, we're talking about six master keys to success, and we're going to make it number two. Another master key is to think is to create. And, you know, the more I study this, you know, the more I realize, and I've taught on this before, and I'm like, okay, I've taught on this before, but the Spirit said, no, you know, give them some deeper levels. Because if you realized, or if you had a revelation of every thought that I think is creating something, how many of you would really be careful about what you're thinking? You would not be thinking those negative thoughts about your body. You would not be thinking those negative thoughts about your money. You would not be thinking those negative thoughts about your in-laws, your mother-in-law. Just kidding. Because thoughts literally become things. And so if you're going to master success, you're going to have to master your thoughts. Every thought has a vibrational frequency. If you're joyful, joyfulness has a frequency. That's why love and joy and gratitude and appreciation are so awesome. I think you've heard me say that Rhonda Byrne said, if it was just one thing that she would tell you to do from the movie The Secret, it would be grateful. Why is that? Because gratitude has such a high vibrational frequency. Gratitude means that you're in the spirit of faith. And so I got a question for you. Do you really believe, are you really cognizant and aware of the fact that your thoughts become things? And so when you change your thinking, you literally change your world. And right now, you are living in the atmosphere and the world of your own creation. So if you are struggling, if you are discouraged, I was talking to somebody this week all the way in Africa, and they said to me, hard, I don't have a car, I don't have a house, it's so difficult in South Africa. I said, you are creating your own world with your own creation. You've heard me say that you frame your world with your words. And so your mind is a part of the mind of God. It says that we have the mind of Christ. And so when you are thinking good, when you are thinking abundant, when you are thinking all things are possible, when you are thinking, yes, this can happen to me, you're literally tapping into the mind of God. And so what I want to share with you tonight is that every small baby thought begins to shift things in the universe. I think I heard someone say that we think that we have to do big things. But if you just begin to think, I can do that. I can walk around my house one time. I can drink an extra glass of water. I can take the steps instead of the elevator. I can begin to look online at beautiful places I want to travel. Just shifting your thoughts just that small, the entire universe, okay, she's ready to do something. Mary's ready to change. Let's help her. Let's help Harry. He's thinking differently. Let's assist him. Okay? So you are tapping, you are thinking with the mind of God. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. What kind of mind does Christ have? Abundant, prosperous, I can do all things, miracles, anything can happen, etc. So the second master key to success is to think, is to create, and that you're going to deliberately and consciously today begin to use your mind to create beauty if you want more beauty. I mean, look at the beauty that's around you. I mean, fall is slowly approaching here in Atlanta, and fall here is so spectacular. It's so beautiful. I mean, the beautiful leaves, yellow, orange, red. It's just awesome to see the magnificence of God. And so God is concerned about beauty. Why is it that when a beautiful woman walks in the room, all the men are just like, wow? Why? Because beauty is a force. So today, begin to deliberately, I got that out, begin to create with your mind, with your thinking, what you desire. That is a major master key. You cannot let your mind just go rampant and go all over the place and think negative and etc. So master key number two is what? To think is to create. And today I want you to begin to what? Think in unlimited possibilities. My goodness, what is possible in your life? Just think about that. All right? If you're just joining me, I'm talking about six master keys to success, and these are things that you can begin to do when today. Take an inventory of your life. Say, Holy Spirit, help me, show me, teach me how I need to change. Show me how to begin the process. You know, everybody is different. Even when I coach, I do customized coaching, because it's kind of like if you go to the doctor, if 10 people go to the doctor, he's not going to give everybody the same medication, because everybody's body is different. The immune system is different. And so you've got to find out what works for me. One lady emailed me and she said, but my affirmation doesn't work for me in the morning. Do them in the evening. Whatever works for you, begin doing that. Okay, master key number three is change your goals into small, measurable goals so that you can get immediate results. Master key number three is change your goals or your intentions into small, measurable results. You know, we are all motivated by results. I think that's why quick weight losses are so important. Lose 10 pounds in 1 week. People are like, yay. Why? Because people love to see results. We were created to accomplish things, to have dominion over things, to bring change. And when we don't see that, I know that discouragement comes. You know, there's a great verse in the Bible, and I've often pondered this verse. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sad. I'm like, wow, that's a great proverb. What does that mean? That means that when you've been hoping for something, and it hasn't happening, and it isn't happening, you feel sad. And that's why I think that I'm going to encourage many of you to break your goals down. I'm going to show you how to do that. And so maybe some of you have some very lofty dreams. And guess what? I'm for lofty. I'm for big. I'm for great. But let's just start with smaller things. And I believe that you should have 5-year goals, 1-year goals, 6-month goals, and 1-month goals, weekly goals, whatever works for you. But I think you have to understand the season that you're in. If you are a stay-at-home mom with 3 children under the age of 5, now may not be the time that you can go and be a motivational speaker all over the world. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not a dream killer or a dream crusher, but I'm just saying understand the season that you are in. And so now may be the time your small, measurable goal may be, well, I'm just going to start speaking at local Rotary clubs or local networking groups until my children get larger. So you are still moving towards your goal. Everybody see that? So remember, I always say that small baby steps can lead to big dreams, because everything you do, no matter how small you think it is leading you, is laying the big foundation for you, for you to what? Live your great and lofty dreams. So break down your goal into small, measurable steps. Because you know when you don't get that desire, when you don't, when that hope is deferred, what's going to happen? You're going to feel frustrated, discouraged. And if you're feeling frustrated and discouraged, what are you emitting? You're vibrating a negative frequency. You're in worry. You're not in faith. And you're probably not in the state of manifestation. Okay, let's just say believing for a Mercedes. That's your goal. And it's the S-Class. You know, it's more expensive. And you're currently driving a 1999 Volkswagen. Hey, I love Volkswagens. Everybody who got a Volkswagen, don't send me an email. I wouldn't tell you to implement this process. You know, keep your focus on the Mercedes. Keep that Mercedes on your iPad and look at it every day and say it's mine now. But in the interim, go ahead and maybe purchase another car. Let's just say a Camry, for example. And with that purchase, you will sense a faith of movement. Aha, I am moving. Things are progressing for me because success is progressive. And still have that expectancy, still have that faith of, yes, this is my Mercedes, now, et cetera. But guess what? When you get that new Camry, that new car, you're gonna see a sense of accomplishment, and that's going to give you more faith to what? Keep moving toward that Mercedes. And you know, keep that as your intention. You guys have heard my story about when I have a Mercedes 20 years ago. That was my desire. I couldn't afford a Mercedes then. Went through a divorce, very traumatic, didn't have any money. Said I was prosperous, but really had a very fearful mentality. But I bought the Mercedes keychain. I could afford that while I was driving my Camry. I tell you what, I looked at that keychain every day and I talked to it. And then I bought a Mercedes license plate. So that was my way of what? Moving forward with small, measurable goals that gave me a sense of accomplishment. And once again, I want to go to the whole premise of sometimes we underestimate the power of a small step and how that small step begins to shift and change and gives us momentum in other areas of our life. Okay, another great example of that would be a client of mine who wanted to go back to school, and she felt that she needed to have her degree in order to really put herself in a position to really compete with some of the promotions that were in her job. It was a very competitive area. She was a single mom with three children, and she worked a full-time job. Now, just saying that, single mom, three children, now that's a mouthful right there, and not to mention all of the work. And so she said, I'm going back to school full time. And I said, I think that's a little ambitious. Once again, I'm not a dream crusher. But sometimes when your goals are too big or too lofty, you get discouraged and then you just stop. And so we talked about it. And then she made a decision. She was going to take one class a semester online. Now, guess what? That was achievable for her. That was something measurable. And she did that semester after semester. Now, did it take her some time? Yes, it did. But she eventually what received her degree. And she said to me, Constance, I believe, looking back on that now, I realized that that was too overwhelming for me. And probably I just would have said, okay, that's much. I can't work a full-time job and take care of three children. And so I want you to think about your life. What area in your life, what goal in your life right now do you feel like, man, there just has not been a lot of movement in that area? It might be in the area of weight. Let's just say you want to lose 50 pounds. What small baby step can you begin to take? You know, the other night I was looking at extreme weight loss. And I think this lady lost 100 pounds and she did a lot of work that I was thinking about, but she started off with one step. I think somebody says that every journey begins with what? One step. So your assignment is to take a look at one area in your life where you've been feeling hopeless this year and begin to what? Create small baby steps. Create smaller intentions with your major goal still there. I want to say still on your refrigerator, but we don't do that anymore, do you? With your major goal still on your iPad, still on your vision board, but just moving forward. How about that? All right, we're talking about 6 master keys to success, and I think that I am going to make it. I know that I am. The next one is, excuse me, doing without doing. And you're going to say, Constance, you're always the one who says, you got to take action. You know, that's nothing but the truth. But I want you to really think about your life. You know, we are so preoccupied with doing instead of being. And we feel that it's our job to just get up and do and just make something happen. I'm going to make that happen. If it's going to be, it's up to me. And guess what? I believe that. You know, I coach that. I teach that. But have you ever thought about that many times that many of us have been trying to force our manifestation into action, we're trying to force our manifestation by taking massive action, but at the root of that, we are very fearful. I've got to go to this networking meeting. And so most of our actions are out of fear, worry, and doubt, because if I don't go to this network meeting and meet this person, then I won't be successful. Or I've got to go here and I've got to do this, and it's just out of fear. And so instead of just a lot of doing, which I know a lot of people are doing, and it's so interesting when I ask people, how are you doing today? They say, oh, I'm busy. And I always chuckle at that because I want to say, busy when what? Because there's a fine line between being productive and what? And being busy. And a lot of us feel guilty if we rest or if we're not working hard, because our belief system is if you want something in life, what, you got to work hard for it. And so we're talking about doing without doing. And you know that I'm not saying that you cannot sit back and do anything. But I want you to do a paradigm shift here. Somebody said that doing has been overrated. That taking action has been overrated. Why don't we try instead to make sure that we are in a really deep place of being, and then from that being place, we take inspired action. So what do I mean by that? I mean if you focus in on what you want instead of what you don't want, then you'll know when it's time to take action. If you focus in on what you desire and you just sit there with that and you meditate on that and you think about that, it may take you maybe a month, 30 days. I know sometimes in my life there have been things where I don't take any action until I really get that vision, really dig down on the inside of me. Okay, this is what I desire. This is what I have now. This is what already exists in my life. And then once I do that, once I get into that deep place of being and that deep place of knowing, I'm taking action, but not scared action. It's not from a place of being anxious or afraid. It's not from a place of lack or scarcity. Because if I don't do that, then I won't ever make any money. I had somebody to approach me with a multi-level marketing deal. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I've done that before. But when she was talking to me, it was from a place of fear that she was trying to get more sponsors, more people to get in, and I told her that. I said, you're not really settled, and you're not really sure that the product is enough to sell itself, because I just knew from the past that was just not my calling. Multi-level marketing was just not my calling. And so I do three things. I coach, I speak, and I do my radio show. That's what God has me doing for this season. And so I stay focused. I stay in my lane. But she was approaching me from a really limited scarcity mentality. Have you ever had somebody trying to sell you something? And you really liked it, but they were, like, putting so much pressure on you that you're like, whoa, where is that coming from? Once again, that is action that's being taken. But at the root of that is scarcity, there's anxiousness, and there's fear. And so, like I said earlier, when you really get your knower in your spirit, in your being, you'll know what the next step would be. And as I said earlier, anytime you're struggling, you're really miscreating. Wow. I've got to say that again. Anytime you're struggling about money, anytime you're struggling about your weight, you're struggling about the new job, you're struggling about relationships, you're miscreating because your focus is on what you don't want. How many of you have ever done affirmations in fear? We're talking about doing without doing. You're like, I'm abundant, I'm prosperous, but on the inside, as soon as you said that, you're like, no, I'm not. How am I going to pay my mortgage? Okay, and so I tell people, maybe get three affirmations. Start with those and know them. Get it in your being. Every day I'm increasing more and more. And say that with all the feeling, with all the belief that you have. Every day I am increasing more and more. And then from that place of knowing, it might be a week, 2 weeks, then whatever actions you need to take, you'll take it. Because remember, taking action is the last component of the creation process. Man, most of us did not know that. Most of us, an idea, we take action. And we've been taught that, but I just want to shift you just a little bit. I'm not saying for you not to take action, but what I am saying is that you need to be, and from that place of being, take inspired action. Inspired action means that the Spirit has inspired you. It's in spirit. You feel inspired to do this or to call this person or to move in that area. All right? And so remember that anything that you create in faith happens quickly. Okay? So I want you to take a look at your life, and are there any areas in your life where you have been what? Taking action out of fear. If you have, I want you to stop that right now. And I want you to just get a vision, and I'm going to talk about vision later on. Get a vision of what you want, and then take inspired action. Wow, this is so good. I love it. If you're just joining me, I'm talking about 6 master keys to success. I think that we're on key number 4 or 5. Okay, number 5. I love this one. Master key number 5. Acting as if. We're talking about the keys that we need our lives to what? Unlock success in our lives. We know God wants us to have it. And if it ain't happening, excuse my southern accent and my English, then it's us. Because one of the main principles of creating and manifesting, we know, I just got through saying, being clear about what you want and just allowing for the universe or for God to bring things in your life. but a specific facet of manifestation is acting as if. And you know, in the past, that was always hard for me, because if you desire something, but then your circumstances are completely the opposite, sometimes that's not easy. And so I'm going to teach you how to do that tonight. And so it's not an easy thing to do, because when you act as if, it really puts you in the feeling place of having it now. How would you act? How would you feel if you already possess your current intention right now? So I'm going to give you some specific examples of doing, all right, because we're talking about, this is a master key, learning how to put yourself in the place of acting as if you have it now. Let's say if you've been sick or your health hasn't been that good, and you've been in the bed all week with a cold, all right? And you just cannot seem to get rid of that cold. Or maybe you have something major going on and you've just been sick. So these are some things that you can do to get yourself in the what? Acting as if place. Lay your clothes out the night before as if you had an agenda for the next day. Okay, you're well. So laying your clothes out puts you in the vibration of what? I'm well and I'm going to be doing something. Listen to the weather forecast as if you're going to be exercising tomorrow. All right, so you're acting as if, because what, you're going to be getting well. You are well. Read healthy recipes as if you're going to be cooking and eating healthy tomorrow. That's going to bring more health to your body. So can you see how those small baby actions can put you in the vibration of acting as if? So you do that. And the interesting thing is that when you act as if, that now vibration or that now faith brings the intention into your life when now. Okay, another one. Let's just say, let's see here. You want a job. You want a different career. And right now maybe you've been downsized and you're just home or you're bored and you just don't know what to do. Okay. What can you do to act as if? You can set your alarm as if you're going to be getting up for work the next day. You can go window shopping for new clothes and try on suits or dresses. Okay? You can leave your home and go to Starbucks, and work as if you have a special project that you're working on. You can drive downtown as if you're already there. That's where you're going to be working. So does that mean that you're not going to be doing other action steps? No. These just send new messages. These just send small beliefs into the universe to say, hey, I am acting as if. All right, because sometimes we cannot do the big things. But so tonight, really, I'm talking about the small baby steps that you can do. So what we're doing is really supplement. You know how you take supplements, you eat your food, but then you take vitamins and other supplements to what? To assist you with your digestion and with your health. So we are supplementing the customary actions of searching for a job, including resume, contacting headhunters, and et cetera, with these small things, just setting your alarm clock. That seems so small, but that can be so significant. All right, so we're acting as if, let's just say traveling, you want to go to Europe, you want to go, if you're in Europe, if you're in Africa, you want to come to the U.S., get your passport, call travel agents, read up on the places where you want to go, look at some videos on YouTube. Go to sleep at night if you want to go to the Caribbean with the blue water waves coming back and forth and say, wow, I'm going to love that. All right, if you're looking for romance, how do you act as if? Okay, I'm going to give this to you guys free. Start looking for the kinds of gifts that you will buy him or her. Maybe if you're a lady, buy a tie. Maybe if you are a man, maybe buy a gold bracelet. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, buy her some perfume. How about that? Okay. How can you act as if you have romance? Call for the brochure to different places that you want to go once romance manifests in your life. Become aware of some schedule of some of the theaters in your city. Buy 2 concert tickets. I know a lady, she bought 2 concert tickets and she wasn't even dating anybody. But by the time the event rolled around, she was dating someone, okay, et cetera. So that's how you begin to act as if by doing those small baby steps that put you in the vibration of what you desire. So anything that you can do, any small thing that you can do, any movement, any small gesture that you can take to supplement your regular action with what would begin to bring manifestation into your life. Wow, this is good. Let's just say if you want to buy a particular item, let's just say if you want to go to Tiffany's, you know, they have these little heart bracelets and heart necklaces, and you don't have the money right now, so call them. Or we have a Tiffany's here in Atlanta, and I love going in there. Let's just say call Tiffany's, and I'll go online and ask about a specific. I got that at item. Ask questions. How much does it cost, etc. Asked if you could come in and take a look at it, because, you know, when you go into Tiffany's, they take you in a separate room, and, you know, it's just so wonderful. And just being in that environment of wealth, you know, really raises your wealth vibration. And so if you want a particular dress, ladies, go in and try it on. Take a look at it. I remember before I got my first mink coat, I went in to try on a mink coat. And yes, I live in the South, but that was just something that I wanted. And now I have two, and I rarely get to wear them. And I went in and I tried on a mink coat, and I felt it, and I read about it. I read about the female pelts and the male pelts, and, you know, just the difference and the different colors, and, you know, from which part of the world the pelts were from, etc. And just read up on, even with diamonds, you know, understanding the cut of the diamond and the clarity of the diamond and the color of the diamond. Just begin to research those things and ask questions, and just being there, being in Tiffany's, being wherever you want to be, really puts you in the vibration of that. So that's acting as if. Does everybody understand that? Wow, this is so good. You have so many things that you can do. And the last master key is imagination. And I started not to talk about imagination because I said, God, I've already done a whole show on imagination and prayer, and why do I have to talk about it again? And I felt like the Spirit was saying to me, say it in a different way. I'm like, okay, I'll do it, because imagination is just so powerful. Heard Jack Canfield say that somebody asked him, Jack, if you had one thing, one principle that you could share with people, what would that be? He said, I would say visualization and imagination. So for Jack to say that is pretty, pretty awesome. So I'm going to give you a different slant on imagination tonight. And I'm going to tell you what Albert Einstein said. He said, imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and to understand. Isn't that good? I just love that. And he also said, imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. Whew, that is so powerful. Napoleon Hill said, the imagination is literally the workshop wherein all of your desires and plans are fashioned. And so, you know, everything is just an inside job. And I think you need to really yield your imagination to the Spirit. You need to say, okay, God, I've been really having difficulty seeing myself doing this or having this or being this. And that's the Holy Spirit to help you with your imagination. You know, yield your imagination to the Spirit. And because, you know, whatever vision, whatever you hold on the inside, whatever picture of yourself and your life you have on the inside is what will be projected on the outside. So if it's not working for you, what? Yield your imagination to the Spirit and ask for help. Because every day you are already looking at something. You're already running, I say, a movie in your mind about who you are and what you can have, etc. Because pictures and vision is so important. And if you can only start with just 3 minutes, start there and begin shifting the pictures of how you see your life. And so what you're doing is you're seeing yourself the way God sees you. God says you're abundant. God says that you are courageous. God said that you are victorious. God says all of those things. And so, you see, I believe that with your imagination, you're really calling those things that be not as though they are. Wow, that is so powerful. I'm going to say that again. I believe that with your imagination, with the pictures that are going on in your mind, with what you see, with the vision that you have of yourself and your life, that you are really calling those things that be not as though they are. What you're saying is, guess what? I don't have any money, but I'm going to Tiffany's to look at me a charm bracelet. So what are you doing? You're putting something different in your mind. That's why looking through magazines and going driving through different neighborhoods and going test driving a car and calling the school even though you don't have the tuition money and going visiting the school, all of those are so powerful. And so you're using your imagination really to go into the future and begin creating for the now of your life. So imagination just means I'm going into the future, but right in the nowness of this day, I'm bringing it now. And the more you can see it, the more you can feel it, guess what? The more it will manifest quickly in your life. So what I'm going to tell you to do is I'm going to tell you just to start off with 5 minutes. Get you a timer. If your mind goes and rambles all around, which you probably will, bring it back gently. And just see yourself with as much clarity as you can, including all of the 5 senses. Maybe you can hear people around you. You can smell the warmth or the coldness, etc. You can smell the popcorn or whatever it is. All of your senses are alive, that is colorful, etc. Have you ever had a dream and it seemed so real? That's how I want your imagination to be. And I'm finding out that so many people are not doing this. And I have a question for you. Have you on a consistent basis been using your imagination and visualizing? It's so interesting. I mean, every successful person I know, they do that every single day. Trevor Blake, who I talked to, I mean, $100 million twice, he says, I still do that. I still do 20 minutes in the morning. I still write out my goals, and I still visualize. Okay, he's very successful. So success leaves clues. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let's get moving. This is September. Let's shift and change our lives. So I want you to find one area that you really desire. You desire this area. It might be relationships. It might be more wealth. It might be living a more purposeful life. Whatever it is, find this one area, and I want you to just begin. And even if you start with 2 minutes, just begin until your mind becomes disciplined. And until you have it now, you are living your life from that place of, I have it now. 6 master keys to your success. What are you going to do about it? You have all of this information that you can begin to implement in your life. What would happen in your life if you would begin to implement all 6 of these keys? Turning your life, your intentions over to God and His miraculous ways of making things happen. That means giving up control. Changing your goals into small, measurable results, so that you can see what some movement in your life. Knowing what? That to think is to create, and that every time you think, you're creating. Doing without doing. That means we're not going to take any more action steps out of fear, but out of faith. Acting as if. What would happen if you act as if, and what would happen if you would every day imagine your life the way that you know that God created you to live? This was so good. I'm going to listen to this myself. Well, this has been just awesome. I just love teaching, and people always ask me, I want you to teach more, and I'm going to do that. Well, I'm so excited that you've joined me again, and don't forget to go to my website. I would love to coach with you. I love listening to my yearly clients and them sharing their stories about how lives have changed. Many times I just weep because it's just so miraculous, all of the wonderful things that have happened in their lives. I would love to partner with you. Give me a call at Constance. Give me an email. Give me a shout out by emailing me at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and let's just talk about it and see if we can't make it work. Well, don't forget, all of you who have Android phones, go to the Google Store and purchase that app and let me know what you think about it. Well, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show saying what God loves you, I love you, and the best is yet to come.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.